From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Sarah Reif. The two cannabis cultivation ordinances came into conflict at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting, with the result that permits for 214 hoop houses on 36 sites are now under review. And the board received a report from scientists at the Berkeley Cannabis Research Center asserting that cannabis requires about as much water as vegetable crops, far less than almonds or wine. Van Butzik, co-director of the research center, opened by saying the common belief that cannabis plants take 6 gallons of water a day is outdated.
So for a long time, cannabis was sort of regulated by the number of plants. A lot of people didn't like to go over 99 plants on their grow, but you wanted to produce as much cannabis as possible in those set number of plants. And so people grew really, really large cannabis plants. And a norm of 6 gallons of water per day became sort of a commonly used metric. But in fact, we have some research that shows that at the height of the growing season for these really big plants, that's not a bad estimate. But the thing is, this metric is no longer an accurate way to measure cannabis water use. And this is because today's growers are typically growing many more smaller plants. So using this plant count and applying the 6 gallons to these smaller plants leads to typically large overestimates of water use.
The researchers said they relied on about 1,700 data points from over 600 records in Northern California. Butzik offered a comparative analysis.
What we found in a study using different data, so this is a study with about 50 farms all across the country and looking at the yields per gallon of water, that study, we were able to find somewhere between 1.8 and 3.3 grams per gallon of water. If we think about it per serving, this was a calculation I'd never seen before, but it was requested, so thought we'd try it. So if we think about a serving as a 1/2 gram pre-rolled joint, that equals 0.13 to 0.25 gallons per serving. Almonds, apparently 23 almonds is a serving. They take about a gallon per almond. And a glass of wine, we're looking at 21 gallons per serving. And I should say for all of this, this is just for growing in a crop. This isn't including processing, water used in other parts of the supply chain.
Not all water is created equal, though. 75% of the permitted farms in Mendocino County rely on wells, and more than 2/3 are outside of groundwater basins. Storage ponds, which serve as habitat to wildlife, both indigenous and invasive, are tightly regulated. And wells near streams, especially in the upland watersheds, tend to have more of an impact on water supply than those that draw on groundwater. Wells played a role in the delay and confusion over permits for hoop houses, too. Hoop houses and water trucks have become focal points in the frustration over the lack of enforcement of Chapter 10A-17, the cannabis cultivation ordinance that was perfected for years before being supplanted by Chapter 22-18, which is set to go into effect on Friday. However, Phase 1 growers are still operating under the ministerial permit process, which, according to consultant Scott Ward, means there never should have been a holdup. He and grower Monique Ramirez described going round and round with staff in various departments at the county, with no one seeming to know what to do about issuing permits for the hoop houses. The item was not on the agenda, but Trey Strickland and Marlena Dooley of the Environmental Health Division called in during public comment to explain what's not clear about the situation.
Our main questions stem around how to process hoop house applications for sites that are not participating in Phase 1 that currently have active cannabis farms on them, and how we are going to review well applications, building permit applications, and septic applications that we have for cannabis-related sites that are not in the process.
County Council Christian Curtis added another point.
If the current ordinance fails, and we're back on the prior ordinance, we're going to have to look at the end of the moratorium on Phase 3.
Supervisor John Haschak had some further clarifying questions for Dooley.
To be clear, that anyone who was in the 10A-17 program who was trying to get a permit finished for a hoop house or anything for their permit, those should be going through, no problem.
That is correct.
With the normal review and everything. Okay, so yes. The issue is these new ones that we assume are going to be in the 2218 program that are already building out and already have cannabis in them, and drilling wells and all those kind of things.
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like the board needs to do policy if we're going to remedy this, because I think that the board's goal was to not have this build out before the permits were issued under the land use process.
Ramirez, who's been trying to get a permit for her hoop house, was furious.
They would not be issuing any more building permits that were related to cannabis until the new ordinance was finalized. And we know that the referendum might be moving forward and putting this down to the ballot for the voters. So what, we're going to just hold everyone up until that process? Like, we are running out of time. I am tired of being patient. I am tired of being polite. I am tired of reading poetry, singing songs, like trying in every single way to get your attention. Like, it's over. Like, there is going to be a lawsuit now because farmers are fed up.
The deadline to turn in signatures for referendum petitions is 5 p.m. tomorrow. Proponents of the People's Referendum to Save Our Water, Wildlife, and Way of Life, which seeks to repeal 2218 in its entirety, filed their petitions with the county clerk recorder yesterday. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.